Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Melbourne Cup, and you know what? There's one guy in this building who's on 2GO who apparently knows more about the horsies, the giddy-ups, than anyone else.
I think Brownie is part horse.
Is he? Let's check. Brownie, hello.
Good morning, Mandy, Akmal, Widow. What a day. Melbourne Cup, a race that stops the nation, and let's just say a little bit excited.
You are a little bit excited. Have you got your suit? You wear thongs every day. Are you going to wear a suit and thongs for Melbourne Cup?
No, I've actually got the full suit on for today with a pair of shoes. They do come out a couple of times a year, Mandy, and one of them today, I'm out at Mingara this afternoon for a function there. I know you guys are flat strap as well.
Yeah, we'll be Melbourne Cup by the Sea at Crown Plaza.
In Australia, we don't call them thongs, we call them G-strings.
Oh, okay.
And I've seen Brownie in a G-string.
I don't want to imagine that, please. Oh, let's get some tips for Brownie.
Well, Brownie, I just noticed there's a horse called the Cliffs of Mohair. Did I get that right? The Cliffs of Mohair? That's a funny name for a horse.
The Cliffs of Moa, who's been running pretty well. He's had a couple of runs out here in Australia, and he's ticking along quite nicely. Yeah. I haven't got him in the top four, but there is a chance there that he can run a big race today. So if you like the name, and so many people just go with a name, with a number. It's the Melbourne Cup, you know. People have a dollar each way on a horse, or two, or three, or half the field, and you can just go with whatever you like with these things. So
I do like Who Shot the Barman as well. That's a great name.
Well, he's as old as you and I, Mandy, unfortunately. But one thing's for sure, he will run a full 2 miles. He will run the trip right out, and he'll be in the top 10 somewhere.
Yeah, there. Okay.
Because I hate those horses who just get halfway and go, bugger this. This is stupid. I've had it. I'm over it.
Which horse do you reckon is going to get halfway and go, bugger this, out of the whole field?
I reckon there's probably a couple there that might do that. I think Sir Charles Road might do that. I think Zakata might do that. Right. There is a few that I think might just do that. But look, in the last 4 years, I've managed to get us 2 winners. So hopefully we're going to go 3 winners from the last 5 years.
Okay.
So if you guys are ready to go, this year's Melbourne Cup, I like horse number 11 to win Yucatan. Now, this guy is having his second start in Australia. He blew away a field in the Herbert Power about 3 weeks ago at Caulfield. It was just an arrogant win. And I think today that if he runs the whole trip out, the 3,200 metres, and as Akmal said, he doesn't say bugger it halfway through, then I think he's going to run away with this race today. He's going to be around the $6, $7 mark.
Yep.
The horse I like to run second is horse number 22, a horse called Young Star at around $15. Now, Young Star's trained by Winx's trainer, Chris Waller. Basically, it's an Aussie horse, Young Star, so we're going to be tipping her to go close. She just looks fantastic, and I think she'll run 3,200 metres with only 51.5 kilos. To run third, horse number 3, Magic Circle.
Number 3 is my lucky number, Magic Circle. I'm going to go for that one. Magic Circle?
Well, Magic Circle is going to be around the $8, $9 mark. Now, this is an overseas horse who hasn't had an Australian lead-in run, which is always a bit of a worry, but overseas credentials are absolutely fantastic. This horse does run 3,200 metres. It's won at that. It's won it further. And if you're looking for some horses to fill your first fours, number 8, Ace High, I was keen on until the rain's fallen down there in Melbourne. He doesn't like the wet, so have to put a line through Ace High.
He actually runs with an umbrella.
That's right.
He holds it in his mouth.
Awkward,
yeah.
With a jockey, it's very awkward.
He hates the wet. But is there any rumours, Brownie, to is there any truth to the rumour that Farlap's coming back? He's coming out of retirement.
No. I haven't had that rumour for a number of years, probably about 80 or 90 years, mate. But,
I don't think so. I went to the museum where they got Farlap's heart on display. Have you been to that?
I've seen that, yes.
Yeah, and people walk in and go, geez, Farlap had a big heart. Well, he's a bloody horse. Of course he had a big heart. What do you expect?
Brownie, will we get your tips on the Facebook page later on today, maybe?
Yes, mate. We'll have them up on the Facebook page in the next 15, 20 minutes, so anybody can go back, have a look at that there, and I'll put a little bit of a blurb about a few of the other horses in there as well. So my tips I do, guys, thanks to Clive the Jagman Jones at the Metro Servo Arimba opposite the Tawleys. So happy punning today. Fingers crossed, and please remember to gamble responsibly.
Thanks, Brownie. We'll
catch you
later.
Have a
wonderful day.
Wake up with Mandy and Akmal live from 5:30 weekdays on 107.7 2GO or catch up anytime via the 2GO app.